For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I am your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the wee hours of the AM, the dark side of the AM, as I like to say. Might not be the AM right now, but it's AM somewhere. So thanks for being with us. Check out AnomicAge.com. Oh my goodness, that's not it. AnomicAge.com, where you can find all things me. Please like all the likes, subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. If you want to help me out at all, if you like this show at all, I love the kind comments. The shares are lovely and nice, and I appreciate that. But if you really want to help me out at all, please consider becoming a patron or making it a one-time donation. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. You can see that on whatever you happen to be listening to and or watching this lovely program on. So, think about it. What you're getting out of me, you're getting shows every week. I've been a little hesitant to schedule guests lately just because there's been so much going on off the books, so to speak, as it pertains to the Anomic Age. But I assure you, we'll have guests again soon. It's not for lack of having them or lack of having opportunities, rather. It's just a lack of support. So again, if you want to help me out around here, it'd be great to get some help to do things around here. So it is not just all on me. But we'll have guests again soon. But until then, it's just you and I stuck together here. You can definitely go and get the free iPhone app, the free Android app. The direct link to the Apple podcast is there. You got the sign up for the free newsletter as well as the subscribe by email link. All that and so much more is available there at AnomicAge.com. That's what's up. So if you're following along with your playbook, we're all the way up to Wednesday, September 13th, year of our Lord, 2023. That's where we happen to be at the moment. So if you're looking at this lovely little art piece, if you will, well, it's got everyone's favorite Bush baby, as my grandmother used to call him. She actually called the old man Bush baby. This boob came along after he was gone, from the White House anyway. But nevertheless, you got old Bush Jr., I suppose, all quiet on the 9/11 front. And that's exactly what we saw on 9/11. I mean, I'm doing the show 2 days removed here on the 13th, as I said before. And 9/11 on the Monday, that was the 22-year anniversary of the 9/11 false flag. And I'm really just doing this show to cover the lack of coverage. If there's a weird irony or a twist of fate here with this show, that's kind of what it is. And if you were wanting the full-scale 9/11 breakdown with all the players and the suspects and so forth, that's not going to be in this show. I'm just really covering the psychological manifestations of the lack of coverage why there is a lack of coverage and what that really portends as things continue to play out on the global stage that they are right about now. So 22 years ago, just seems like a long time ago, and I suppose it was. But, you know, life on Earth is but a flash of dawn, as Bad Religion says. We're all part of it as the day rolls on. And we are. It does seem like just a few years ago in my own mind's eye. But again, 22 years ago is a long time for many of us. A lot of people have been lost since then. A lot of the researchers have just quit researching it since then. A lot of people have died since then. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why this big smoking gun, this huge false flag, until the COVID psyop, I would say the greatest false flag since the JFK assassination. But it was outdone by the COVID hoax just a few years ago. And the real thing is it pains me that this has not been covered more and really not been covered by the quote-unquote alternative media more. I suppose I can blame myself for that too because I did not do my own due diligence and put out a 9/11 show where I covered and had a guest on and we covered the players in the game and the possible people perpetrating it and go over the Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, the PNAC documents, Wolfowitz and all that mess. You know, I should have done my own due diligence on that too. But I didn't, so I guess I can blame myself on that one. Here I am just sort of wondering where that big blanket of coverage was overall. I'm speaking for the mainstream media, the legacy acts, if you will, as well as the alternative media on this one, because I feel like there was a big gaping hole there, and it really wasn't filled with the coverage that I would have expected on this. But I shouldn't be surprised, because as I said a moment ago, time does march on, and you know, those older stories, no matter how relevant they still are, and no matter how many questions are still on the table for that, it's really just a soup of the day, flavor of the month kind of society we live in. And it's becoming more and more of that sort of society, you know, as we move forward because of the screens, really. I mean, because of the screen technology that that everyone has become accustomed to. You know, just like that that boiling frog in the pot, we've become very accustomed to that screen technology with us from the point of us getting up to the point of us going to bed and that sort of just 15-second soundbite. Oh, this is the story. This is all you need to know in 15 seconds or less. Somebody's going to run through it and throw you, you know, flashing images on the screen and they're done. And that's not how I work, and that's probably why this show is not more successful than it is, to be honest with you, because I've really failed to cave in to that sort of catering and pandering to idiots. So I tend to still do more of a long format show. When I have guests on, I like to let them talk. I let the material cogitate as we're having our conversation, and I sort of go through it in a slower manner. Maybe it's because I'm from the South, or maybe it's just because I don't like that idiotic mess that is passed off as media these days. But back to the topic at hand, we haven't seen a heck of a lot of coverage on 9/11. Maybe I'm missing the boat. I mean, I'm not someone who just sticks my nose in the screens and just covers and looks at this all day and all night. I'm not doing that anymore. I've done that for a while, and it's not healthy. So I'm taking a big step back from a lot of this. But I didn't see a hell of a lot of coverage on the 9/11 false flag, really. And as it says in the show notes there, I'm going to delve into why this and many other false flags are no longer covered once their shelf life of political use has expired. And unfortunately, just like so many of the other false flags in the past, the biggest one on my radar is, of course, the JFK assassination. But we could look into Oklahoma City bombing, World Trade One, Columbine, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City. I think I'm missing one, or I've restated one. But nevertheless, so many of those and many, many more are still sort of on the burner. They're on the stove, so to speak. We just got more and more burners keep popping up on the stove because it's impossible to really cover these things all the time. And it's impossible for us to get any further answers on any of these things to a certain degree, I believe. I mean, we've had many presidents come out and say, oh, we're going to open up this file, you know, most notably Trump. Oh, we're going to open up this file and that file. And nothing really seems to come of it. It just doesn't. You know, some of those files are still being obfuscated under national security. Other of these promises just weren't fulfilled. And I know I've become extremely black-pilled on this show, and it's only going to get darker. But sadly, in my humble opinion, we've kind of crossed the Rubicon. We've jumped the shark, if you will. And the general malaise of the American people just doesn't necessitate that we cover these events anymore, that we ask the questions anymore that aren't being answered. So much of this is just kind of just the out of sight, out of mind. We'll just wait for everyone to die and move on from it. Reality that we live in. I mean, sadly, I had a supervisor at a job several years ago, in essence, kind of repackage it and say the same thing when I brought some real concerns to them about, we'll just say about some things. And I was sort of politely said, well, these people will eventually move through this program and that'll be that. You know, make no mistake, these things are still a problem and these questions are still unanswered and nothing's going to happen. But eventually these people will move on and we'll just be in that new generation that just doesn't care. That's the stuff grandmother talked about. That's the stuff my parents talked about. That's the stuff whoever talked about. Not relevant anymore in our society. And unfortunately, this stuff just piles up. The psychological damage of these events doesn't go away by just merely waiting it out. I sort of liken it to sweeping things under the rug. You sweep a little dust or a little debris under the rug here, there, and then you move on. And before you know it, you got a little pile, becomes a big pile, and so on. That's kind of how I look at all this via the psychological ramifications of these various false flags and incidents that have occurred multi-generationally now, you know, for over 100 years, easy. But in much the same way, I suppose, that we didn't deal with the sinking of the Maine, Lusitania, Pearl Harbor, and the like. We didn't deal with JFK, World Trade 1, Columbine, 9/11, all the other ones that I've aforementioned, you know, Waco, Ruby Ridge, all this mess. It just keeps piling up. But unfortunately, since we don't deal with it, we just sort of let the debris keep collecting under the rug. And unfortunately, those younger generations just don't have, I don't think they even have the mental faculties for processing this, but they definitely do not have that information dossier that many of us have and the older generations had before us. They just don't have that information dossier, so they don't even really know to question these things. And that's what's so honestly terrifying and scary, but it pays homage to where we are right now as a people, where we don't care about the millions of babies murdered. We don't care about this false flag, that false flag, stolen elections, people being in D.C. Guantanamo. We don't care about any of that because we've just moved on from it. Our goldfish mentality, and I think it was about 7 years ago they came forward with studies and say, yeah, the American people just don't even have the mental faculties to maintain what a goldfish does. We are sub-goldfish level now as far as attention span goes. And if that was 7, 8 years ago, you can just about imagine where we are right now. But then that leads us to the problem, because if you don't know history, you are doomed to repeat it. There's no knowledge of history. And to be more specific, there is no knowledge of true history. History is a dime a dozen. History is anything that's, you know, the football coach posing as the history professor, posing as the history teacher, gives you in school, or whatever dribble the teacher happens to print off the mainstream media site, or whatever dribble they happen to show you via a documentary on the topic, that can be passed off as history. But is it real history or not? Or is it just the history becomes whatever the winners say it is? That's really what history is. It's an agreed upon set of lies, to paraphrase a little bit. That's really all history happens to be. And it's always going to be portrayed through the lens of the victor. So, of course, when the average child goes through those K-12 indoctrination, college, university, weaponization years, they're going to get that same old pablum. It's the lone gunman, I tell you. It was this guy in the book repository that killed JFK. Oh, yeah, Vietnam, that was because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Oh, yeah, World War II, that was because of Pearl Harbor. Oh, yeah, the Spanish-American War, that was the sinking of the Maine. Oh, World War I, oh, that was the sinking of the Lusitania. We've all got these cutouts, these prefabricated, agreed-upon set of lies that are peddled to the general public as pablum that is all too easily chewed up and digested as the mother bird vomits the worm into the baby bird's mouth. It's the same sort of mess. And people are reticent at best, if not just obstinate at worst, to accepting that they've been lied to. It's one thing to lie to somebody. It's another thing to convince them they've been lied to. The harder of the two is convincing someone they've been lied to. And that's where we sit. So I can really understand why the 9/11 false flag has expired its political shelf life. It was used to bring in the draconian measures of the TSA, of the flip-flops in airports, of the body scanners, of the Guantanamo Bay for quote-unquote terrorists, for the overthrow of another country, for the installment of more regimes of power, for the same old nonsense that anybody that's watching this show probably already knows. So that's kind of why I didn't give you the baseline primer version of 9/11 where I trot out guests and put up information and talk about the usual suspect stuff. Because I really believe if you're watching this show, you will already know that. And if you don't, there's a lot of documentaries out there that cover this quite aptly. Nothing really groundbreaking has been released in the last 10 to 15 years because nobody seems to give a bleep. The big thing, the big last thing, well, is all the missing pages, the missing pages. Oh, they're finally releasing the missing pages. Well, that was a big hooty-hoo, wasn't it? The 9/11 Commission, the missing pages. Whew, my hair just blew back on that one. Oh, my gosh. We talked about that for 15-plus years, and then it got released, and it was like a sneeze in the pond at best, you know. And it's deeply saddening because I think anyone that's in this sphere of higher vibrational consciousness, I'll just say that, to really alarm the Christians and to give, adage, to the new wavers, man, the new agers, excuse me, the higher consciousness vibration, man. Yeah, anyway, just to thumb my nose at everyone a little further, I say that because I think the people that are at that higher vibrational frequency or that kind of know what I know and what you know, it's hard for us to sometimes step out of ourselves and understand that what we know is sometimes, even still, in 2023, not commonplace. And it was sort of, I'd say upsetting or just kind of like, I would say almost grounding the other day when I heard someone singing the praises of Bush. It was, I will say that, it was grounding because it brought me back down to ground level, pun intended, and I went, man, this is sad that more people, even in 2023, 22 years after this false flag, that more people do not know just on the most primitive base level what I know. and I'm not smart. I'm not saying this to toot my own horn. I'm not braggadocious in this regard. I'm just saying just that. It's really astounding. And it reminds me of, there's a movie on this. I think it's called The Gods Must Be Crazy. It's about the cargo cults in the Pacific, South Pacific primarily. The cargo cults that arose during and after World War I and World War II, because these big military planes would drop off cargo, and sometimes it would hit some of these sparsely inhabited islands. And these native inhabitants would begin forming cults around the cargo, hence the name cargo cults, that was just being haphazardly dropped off by mistake. And they became so enthralled with these big planes, these big metal birds dropping, you know, manna from heaven, if you will, because they were dropping food and other things. But cults became prominent around these just accidental events, because the people in these islands had no concept of what was really going on beyond their island or beyond their island chain in some instances. And I say that to say this, because looking at the American people still in 2023, it's so difficult for me to understand that that's the level that so many people are on. Still there's people singing the praises of Bush. How he reacted so well when he was in the elementary school reading to the kids. And yeah, I mean, it really explains a lot as to the psychology of the individual and of the group. I would say more specifically to the group, because we are so easily manipulated as a group. I mean, I've heard people discuss this. The group mentality, the crowd mentality, you know, one person throws a rock and then everybody seems to feel they have license or agency to throw rocks, and then everyone starts throwing rocks, and then that's how full-scale violent riots break out. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take like millions of dollars or a lot of heavy planning. I mean, this is easily accomplished. It really is. And that's sort of the lens I look at with the American people. It's so easy to fool everyone. It's so easy to accomplish the goals of the puppet masters. And I know someone's going, oh, just say who they are. Whatever, man. You know who they are or you don't. You know, I'm not going to sit here and rattle off every family, every bloodline connection, because they're not necessarily all interconnected. Secret societies are a real thing. There's a lot of them. That doesn't necessarily mean they're all on walkie-talkies or all at the same resort, sitting around figuring out every single aspect of every single thing. I think it's multi-layered, it's multi-generational, and it's multi-family, for sure, and multi-secret society. So, you know, you could distill it down easy enough as just saying the global satanic death cult, which is what I call them. There's different wings of that. There's different feathers of that bird. I might be the more apt analogy there, but nevertheless, going back to the topic at hand, it really does explain how easily the American people can be manipulated. Especially 22 years ago, prior to the real rollout of the internet as we know it. We had just still fledgling message boards. We had the burgeoning patriot movement, which they extinguished in the mid-90s with Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, Columbine. All those 90s events were really to extinguish that burgeoning patriot movement, which was just a lot of people in militias and people trading videos and on these very fledgling message board sites. That's really what that was. Was it infiltrated by the feds and fouled? Yes, of course it was. It's what always happens. But that's why the 90s events were so critical. So once they sort of got the dog to heel, then they threw in the 9/11 false flag, because then they had already caused that chilling effect. And then the coupling of that with the 9/11 false flag, which was on such a heightened level of emotional, mental, and even physical response for everybody, it caused the shutdown. It caused all those elements of the MK Ultra mind control, that trauma-based mind control. It caused all those elemental pieces of that to fall into place, not so much on the individual, but on the population, aka the cultural scale. So that's really what that caused. But all that being said, it really does explain to me, you, and everyone else with a brain why it's so easy to chump and trick the average person. Because 22 years later, we still cannot see beyond the right-left paradigm. We cannot still see beyond, this is our team on the right, and they're fighting the bad guys on the left. You know, it's not the Yankees versus the Brewers. It's not. But our mental framework, that duality-based thinking, the binary opposition that Claude Lévi-Strauss talks about in his book, The Raw and the Cooked, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that is so easy to just throw that out there and manipulate the general public, because that's all they instinctively want to see. And in many instances, I think, all they really can see. So that's kind of where we are today. So that's why there is no coverage of this. That's why you will see decreasing amounts of coverage of this, just as you have seen decreasing amounts of coverage of all the aforementioned false flags. They will only be brought up again in the sense that it can be used to prime the pump for the next false flag. And as I mentioned on the last episode, I'm sure, I guarantee, we're going to see another one pretty soon. And I hope that it will not be on the scale of 9/11, but I really believe that it will be. Unfortunately, I think it's going to have a little bit to do with Russia and this Ukraine nonsense. I'm pretty sure it's going to be something along those lines. I would prognosticate another false flag, but this time it'll be an attack. Oh my gracious, something. It'll be blamed on the right, or it'll be blamed on the Russians, I almost guarantee. That's all for now, folks. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Be safe out there, and I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to anomicage.com. That's anomicage.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.